Do not fear. Fear does not come to us based on what happened, but on what might happen in our lives. It didn't happen, but it might happen. And we abort the steps we wanted to take because of fear. Fear does not come from God, but the devil. Fear is another form of lie. The enemy sows the seed of fear in you by telling you lies, and gradually those lies become fear in your heart, which stops you from becoming who you are called to be by God. I can tell you countless experiences where I failed to take action because of fear. But when I seek God's help, He has helped me overcome the fears in front of me and press forward in the promises of God. Still, sometimes the enemy tries to come up with lies to sow the seed of fear in me. But by God's grace, I'm overcoming it and moving forward, and I thank God for that. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 35 verse 4, "Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you." We should always guard our heart from the seeds of lies the enemy tries to put it. From my small experience, I realized walking with Jesus every day does not happen easily, but we must be intentional and constantly remind ourselves that we are on a spiritual battlefield for 24 hours. The enemy is waiting to see a small space where he can try to squeeze into our life. So we must be connected with God always through prayer and meditating on His Word. As humans, we have our ups and downs, where we experience dry seasons in life, and most of the time, we are connected with God when everything is going well. But when we go through dry seasons, we feel that we are far away from God, and the devil will try to tempt you to stay away from God. Sometimes he will say, "Anyway, your life is a mess. Just make it more mess by doing things against God." The devil brings everything to distract you from the Lord during the tough seasons of life. Where you don't even feel like praying, this is the time you need to be careful. Once evangelist Daniel Colander said like this, "If you don't feel like praying, pray until you feel like praying." Sometimes the enemy tells you you are messed up and the enemy will defeat you, but don't believe in those lies, but believe in the Word of God. God's Word says, "Be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you." Engrave this word in your heart. And when the devil comes behind you with lies to create fear in you, you boldly proclaim the promise God has given you, that "My God is coming to destroy you, the devil, and He will save me." As you listen to me, are you unable to move forward in life because of fear? I break that fear from your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is calling you to step out from fear and step into faith and start pursuing everything God has called you to do without fear. Thank you for tuning into Eugene Inspirations. Engage, inspire.